The chairperson of the Eskom board, Jabu Mabuza, is appearing before the State Capture Commission of Inquiry today. Our reporter, Clement Manyatela, watching that story for us. And I understand Clement is now ready to speak to us. Clement, afternoon to you. Jabu Mabuza, in the last few minutes dealing with the controversial issue of the Tegeta coal contract, what did he find there?
Yes, good afternoon, Temekile. Yeah, in fact, first of all, he was asked about what the board has had to do after looking at the Treasury report. That final report was released sometime around November last year. So the previous board, he says, was unable to deal with some of the recommendations of that board. And he's admitted here that the new board that was appointed last year has also failed to implement some of the recommendations of that Treasury report. But basically what he said is that, you know, that pre-agreement, that prepayment that Eskom made to Tegeta, about 600 million rand prepayment, was unlawful as found by the Treasury report. And he says the new board wouldn't have authorized it. And he says in his mind, he doesn't understand why the old board decided to do so, because it had financial consequences for Eskom that are being felt right now. So he's been dealing with that particular issue, because if you remember, Temekile, that final report that was released last year found that Eskom flouted company policy and even the public finance rules in favor of that Gupta Link Tegeta. And he says as the new board, they're still yet to sit and recommend, I mean, and implement some of the remedial actions of that Treasury report. But he really faced some criticism from the evidence leaders here at the State Capture Commission on why exactly this new board hasn't dealt and implemented some of those recommendations.
And let's talk about the why, Clement, because when Jabu Mabuza was brought in at board level, Phakamani Hadebe and the others came in as executives, they were largely seen as the team that was supposed to lead some sort of overhaul of Eskom, fix it, on the back of the departure of Brian Molefe, Matsela Koko. So why are they failing to do something as basic as the implementation of a report from Treasury?
So that's exactly why he faced criticism in a way, that, you know, the line of questioning that was coming from the evidence leader advocate Vincent Maleka was, you have been brought in as the so-called cleanup board. Why haven't you done exactly that, clean up and implement some of those recommendations? And his justification is that even though they failed to have implemented the remedial actions, what they've managed to do as the new board is to take action against some of the senior management officials. There's still a need for them to take action against some of the people that are in the board now. And what he says is people like Matshela Koko are now out of Eskom, even though they didn't deal with Matshela Koko through that disciplinary hearing because of that Treasury report and what it recommended. The fact is they've managed to take several senior managers at Eskom through disciplinary hearings and sort of discipline them for having taken part in approving that illegal and unlawful prepayment. So he says, yes, we haven't really implemented those remedial actions, but there are certain actions that we have taken that are in line with the remedial actions that were in that report.
All right, Clement Manyatela, Jabu Mabuza still continuing his evidence there, still being led this afternoon. So we're going to let you go back into that venue in Parktown so you can do a bit more news gathering for us. For now, though, many thanks to EWN senior political reporter Clement Manyatela, live for us out of Parktown.